This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. Welcome back to the Relic Radio Show. This week's hour of radio drama begins with Fort Laramie. We'll hear The Coward from March 25th, 1956. After that, it's The Silver Theater and Murder Unlimited. That story aired March 9th, 1941.
At the gallop! Ho! Fort Laramie, starring Raymond Burr as Captain Lee Quince. Specially transcribed tales of the dark and tragic ground of the wild frontier. The saga of fighting men who rode the rim of empire. And the dramatic story of Lee Quince, Captain of Cavalry.
Halt! Sergeant Gorse, dismiss the patrol.
Yes, sir. Prepare to dismount. Dismount.
Welcome back, Captain.
Thank you, Sergeant Jenkins. Major Daggett in?
He's been expecting you.
Come in.
Oh, Lee. Glad you're back.
That makes both of us, Major.
Are you finding anything?
No trouble. Some of the dog soldiers are restless. But so far, no Sioux have left treaty territory.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. Except I've had a 10-day ride for nothing.
Well, it's no matter. We have to investigate every report. You know that.
I know.
Well, like I said, I'm glad you're back. But I'm not sure you'll be.
Why?
You're in time to welcome an old friend of yours.
Oh? Who?
His orders read Lieutenant R.C. Wendt.
Robbie?
That's right. Major Wendt.
He assigned here?
He's on the post already. Arrived an hour ago. He'll be reporting any minute. Want to stay and see him?
You want me to?
It's up to you. You'll have to face him sooner or later anyway, I suppose.
Major, he's an old friend. Nothing can change that.
You still feel that way?
Yep. Where will he be assigned?
C Company is short an officer. I thought...
Can I have him? You can transfer Hancock to C.
Why?
Maybe I can ease things a little.
What about yourself? You think he'll like serving under you, an officer who once served under him?
He'll do all right. He's a good officer.
Well, I can't say much for him now. 5 posts in 2 years, and he couldn't face it out at any of them. Now we're stuck with him. A drunkard, a troublemaker, and a... coward. Coward of Antelope Meadows.
I'm not sure he deserves that reputation.
Court of inquiry that demoted him thought so.
They demoted him for poor judgment, not cowardice.
What would you call a man who ran away from a fight, left his commander and 200 men to be wiped out?
He was under attack himself.
He could have fought through to Bartlett and saved them.
Maybe and maybe not. He might only have added 100 more men to the list of dead. Instead, he tried to save his own command and he succeeded. It was a difficult decision, but not necessarily bad judgment.
The Court of Inquiry said so.
The Court of Inquiry was in Washington. They went by the book. You know how different it can be out here, how hard a decision can be when you're under attack. Hindsight's always easy.
Why are we arguing?
Assign him to me.
All right. Be a good Samaritan if you have to. There he is.
Come in.
Lieutenant. Wendt reporting to Major Daggett as directed.
Yes, been expecting you, Wendt. I believe you know Captain Quince.
Hello, Robbie.
Captain?
It's been a long time since Virginia.
Yes. Sorry I didn't see you. I've developed a habit of speaking when I'm spoken to.
You're looking well.
Major, have you figured out a place for me?
I didn't try to figure a place for you, Wendt. You're just another officer here. You'll be put where you're needed. I've assigned you to B Company. That's Captain Quince here.
Very well.
You can report to the officer of the day at your convenience. You'll be placed on active duty as of 5 a.m. tomorrow. You'll take morning call.
Yes, sir.
We hope you'll have a pleasant tour at Laramie.
Do you, Major?
Wendt, I said you're just another officer here. That's the way you'll be treated. But I expect a cooperative attitude from you, like any other officer. A chip on that shoulder won't help.
Very good, Major. Am I dismissed?
Yes.
I'll come along, if I may, Robbie, show you the place.
All right, Captain.
Oh, Lee.
Yes, sir?
One moment, huh?
I'll be right with you, Robbie.
All right.
See what I mean? Liquored up, middle of the day. He's going to be trouble.
He's gone through a lot, Major.
Sometimes I think you're a soft fool. I'm warning you, Lee, don't try to fight his battles for him. Keep a tight hold on him.
Don't worry. I'll take you over by the quarters, Robbie. They're a little better than the ones we had in Virginia. You might like Laramie. It's a good post.
I've noticed a lot of women, more than I expected out here.
A lot of the men are married. It's safe enough here. It's good to see you, Robbie.
It is.
We had some good days in Virginia.
I was your commanding officer then.
You were a good one.
Now,
Robbie, there are plenty of gray-haired lieutenants in this army for one reason or another. But not many of them cry in their beer.
Thank you, Captain, for reminding me.
Oh, you've got to give people a chance.
What about them giving me a chance?
Well, you've got to meet them halfway, Robbie.
Halfway.
Good morning, Captain Quince.
Oh, hello, Ms. St. Cloud. May I present Lieutenant Wendt?
We don't need an introduction, Captain. Hello, Robbie.
Mrs. St. Cloud.
It's good to see you.
Thank you.
I saw you earlier crossing the parade ground. What brings you to Laramie?
I'm to be stationed here.
I'm very glad.
Are you?
Of course. Captain, Robbie and I are old friends. You must come and visit me the first chance you get, Robbie.
Thank you.
Oh, here's Philip. You never met my husband, did you? Philip, this is Robbie Wendt.
Lieutenant St. Cloud,
how do you do?
He's to be stationed here.
That's too bad.
Philip.
You remember Lieutenant Yeager, don't you, Wendt? He was my best friend, my roommate at the point. I'm sure you must remember him because he died with Bartlett that day at Antelope Meadows.
Philip, don't.
Come along, Maud.
But, Philip.
What were you saying about a chance, Captain?
I'm sorry, Robbie. There's bound to be some feeling at first, but in time...
You're an optimist, Captain. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll stop by the sutlers. They can still sell liquor on this post, can't they?
You think that'll help?
It's the only help I need, Captain. Good day.
First platoon, all prisoners accounted for. Second platoon, all prisoners accounted for.
All prisoners accounted for, sir.
Yeah. No. Where are the orders?
In your pockets. Lieutenant, is anything wrong?
What do you mean, Sergeant?
I mean, are you all right? Are you feeling all right?
Of course I am. Now, where is it?
Here, sir. Shall I read him?
You?
Captain Quince sometimes has me read him, sir. I just thought...
Well, you stop thinking, Sergeant.
Lieutenant...
I'm perfectly capable...
Morning, Lieutenant Wendt. Sergeant Gorse.
Sir...
What are you doing here, Quince? Don't you think I can take morning call by myself?
Of course, Lieutenant.
I'm perfectly all right. Absolutely all right.
I'm not so sure. I think you'd better go back to your quarters. I'll relieve you here.
Is that an order, Captain?
That's a suggestion.
All right.
Straighten up, man. You're in front of 100 enlisted men.
I'll be all right.
I'll go with you.
I can...
It's a long walk across the parade ground. The men are watching. Just keep your shoulder into mine. Sergeant, you'll read the orders of the day.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Robbie. Here, keep this cold compress in your head.
Thanks.
Robbie, this is no good. You can't keep this up.
What?
Running away, hiding in a bottle?
You gonna report me?
Did you report me that time in Virginia? But it can't happen too often, you understand that?
I know.
Well?
Lee. Thanks. You're the only one in 2 years that's been decent. I'm sorry if I can't come halfway.
Maybe if you try to face it and not run away. Other men have been busted.
Oh, it's not that. No. Do you know what my second-in-command said after Antelope Meadows? He said, we should all be dead. And we would have been if we hadn't been led by a coward.
You weren't a coward in Virginia, and when that court of inquiry demoted you, you didn't have to stay in the Army. You could have resigned.
Yes.
It took guts to stay. That wasn't the act of a coward.
I love the Army. It's my life. And I was mad. I thought I was right. I had the guts then.
Then what's happened?
Do you know what it's like to be sneered at? Hated wherever you go? To be blamed for other men's deaths? Like that St. Cloud yesterday. I've had 2 years of that, Lee. Maybe now I am a coward.
Not unless you're willing to be. If you... Come in. Oh, Miss St. Cloud.
Robbie, I heard you were ill.
Word gets around, doesn't it?
Are you all right?
All right.
You'll be fine, ma'am.
Is there anything I can do for you, Robbie?
Oh, no. Thanks.
Well, I'll stop in again this afternoon.
I am not so sure your husband would approve, Mrs. St. Cloud.
Robbie, if you won't or can't come to visit me, I'll come to visit you. Good day, Captain.
Ma'am? Seems you do have friends, Lieutenant.
You, Maud.
Well,
Lee. Was I wrong?
About what?
Antelope Meadows.
I don't know.
It tortures me, Lee.
You did what you thought was right. Now, right or wrong, you better forget it.
How could a man forget a thing like that?
I don't know, Robbie.
We need just a small detachment to patrol the line. We've had no further reports, but I want to keep watch. What about Seibert's and 8 men, Lee?
Why not Wendt?
What's the matter? Want to get him away from the post?
No, it's not that. It might be what he needs.
I'm not sure I trust him with a patrol. You think you fooled me with that relieved of duty because of illness? He's just about drunk the sutlers dry.
He's getting better lately.
That's not what I hear. Maybe he's not drinking quite so much, but...
But what?
I've heard reports about him and Mrs. St. Cloud. They've been seeing each other entirely too much. She's been seen going into his quarters.
She tended him when he was ill.
And he's been at her rooms when St. Cloud was away.
They're old friends.
Maybe. But I always did think that woman was too pretty.
Major, I don't think there's anything wrong. But if there is, all the more reason to send Wendt out in that patrol.
You trust him?
He's a good officer. I'll send Gorse with him.
All right, Lee. I just hope you're right. Send Wendt to me for orders.
Right away, sir.
Captain.
What's the matter, Sergeant?
Over at Old Bedlam. There's going to be trouble.
What trouble?
The two lieutenants. St. Cloud's going looking for Wendt.
Thanks. St. Cloud! Wendt! At ease! At ease! What do you think you were doing? St. Cloud?
I heard what's been going on behind my back. It's all over the post. He can't get by fooling around with my wife.
That's enough. That's a court-martial offense you're charging. You want to make it official? Subject your wife to the embarrassment of it?
No.
All right.
No.
Wendt? You want to prefer charges against him?
No.
Then the two of you remember your officers in the U.S. Cavalry and act accordingly.
He better stay away from my wife.
You won't have to worry about that for a while. He's going out on patrol tonight. Now, get out of here, St. Cloud.
Lee.
I don't want to hear about it. It's none of my business.
But, Lee, there's no...
You got a job to do. As soon as you clean up, report to the major for your orders.
All right, Captain.
Captain?
Yes?
Captain, I heard...
No harm done, Miss St. Cloud. Except to the dignity of a couple of officers.
It's my fault. I should have known Philip wouldn't understand. But I want you to understand, Captain.
Why me?
Because you're his friend, too.
All right.
I was only trying to help him. We're old friends, yes, but... Once it was more than that. Once, before I met Philip, it was going to be Robbie. I couldn't just stand by and see this happening to him.
I see.
Did I do wrong, Captain?
Who's to say that, Miss St. Cloud? I don't know.
I wish I were wiser.
So do I, ma'am. So do I.
Lee, this report just came in from the telegraph at Cheyenne.
Trouble, Major?
A Sioux raiding party attacked the railroad. If they're not still in the vicinity, they'll be heading north. Wendt's moving to intercept
Wendt?
Them. He stopped at Pine Bluff and got the news. But he'll need reinforcements. Might be a big party, we don't know. Besides, with Wendt in charge...
I can have B Company ready in an hour.
Will that be enough? B's undermanned. You've only got 63 men.
It'll be enough.
All right. Rendezvous with Wendt at the Forks on Little Bear Creek. And Lee, don't take any chances. Carry 200 rounds per man. This could be a fight.
Captain, single rider approaching.
Yeah, I see him. Looks like Gorse. Keep them going, Mr. Syberts. I'll swing out and meet him.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant?
Captain, Lieutenant Wendt sent me to intercept you. He's moving towards Horse Creek. He wants you to cut across and meet him.
All right, good.
Sure glad you're here, Captain.
Why?
Well, we had them cornered last night, but they got away. We could have taken them.
How many?
Around 30.
9 men against 30?
We could have surprised them. Men are kind of talking, son.
What are you trying to tell me, Gorse?
The lieutenant wouldn't attack. Or couldn't.
Had he been drinking?
Yes, sir.
Was he drunk, Sergeant?
Well, no, sir. I couldn't say that.
Then think about this, Sergeant. You men might not be alive today if he had attacked.
Yes, sir. I've heard that before.
It's still true, Sergeant. All right, let's join him.
signal, Captain.
Here comes the lieutenant to meet us.
Company!
Company!
Hold! Lieutenant?
They're down in the valley about a mile ahead, Captain. You can surround them by splitting your force in three.
Good. All right, Seibert, you take 20 men and the right flank.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant Gorse, you'll take 12 more men and join with Lieutenant Wendt's patrol on the left flank.
Yes, sir.
The rest will stay with me in the center.
I'd like the center, Captain, if I may.
Why?
It's closer. It'll lead the attack. I found them.
All right. I'll take the left. Sergeant Jenkins, take over. I'll join you in a minute. Now, move out.
Right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good work, Lieutenant. And you used good judgment. Not attacking last night.
Did I? Here, Captain, have a drink.
Yeah, thanks.
Why'd you do that?
You don't need it. You've gotten your courage out of a bottle for so long, you think you have to have it.
Don't I?
No, you don't, Robbie. All right, Lieutenant Wendt. Move out.
Doesn't look like we'll get much fighting, sir.
No, Jenkins. We're pretty far away, but we'll block this end of the valley for them.
Yes, sir. There they go, sir.
All right.
Company!
Company!
At the trot!
At the trot!
Ho!
Siverts!
We got them rounded up, Captain. Wasn't much of a fight. When they saw us coming in from three sides, they just dropped everything and ran.
Good. Any casualties?
No, sir, I don't think so. Not a one.
Captain!
Huh?
Over here.
Casualties, sir.
Lieutenant Wendt.
Robbie?
Lee, I am sorry you smashed that bottle now.
Gorse.
Holder's bringing the first aid, sir.
No. No use, Lee. No use, you know that.
Robbie, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So am I. About a lot of things. Maud St. Cloud. A lot of things. But Lee, there's one thing I'm not sorry about.
Antelope Meadows?
Yeah. I was right, Lee. I couldn't have saved Bartlett. But I could save my 100 men, and I didn't.
That's right.
Oh, only one thing nobody understands. It wasn't my own life I was thinking about.
I understand that, Robbie.
Do you, Lee? Thanks. Oh, I wish...
What is it, Sergeant?
I saw it, sir. He deliberately cut in front of Holder and took the only bullet the engines fired. He saved Holder's life. I guess I was wrong, sir.
Were you, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. He was no coward.
No? No, he wasn't.
¶¶
Come in. Oh. Miss St. Cloud.
Captain? I've just been over to see. I won't be attending the services.
I understand.
Captain?
Yes?
Captain, did he say anything about me?
Yes, he did, Miss St. Cloud. He said he was sorry.
Not half as sorry as I am, Captain. I wanted to help him. But I was afraid to say the one thing that might have helped him most.
Sometimes it's kind of hard.
I wanted to tell him that he was the only man I ever really loved. But I was afraid of the consequences. I should have told him, Captain. I should have told him a long time ago. Well, Philip will be wondering where I am. Good day, Captain.
Good day, Miss St. Cloud.
Fort Laramie is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and stars Raymond Burr as Lee Quince, Captain of Cavalry, with Vic Perrin as Sergeant Gorse. The script was specially written for Fort Laramie by John Dunkel, with sound patterns by Bill James and Ray Kemper. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Featured in the cast were John Daner, Jack Moyles, Harry Bartell, Lynn Allen, Paul Duboff, and Clayton Post.
Company, attention! Dismiss!
Next week, another transcribed story of the Northwest frontier and the troopers who fought under Lee Quince, Captain of Cavalry. That makes headlines knows no time or place. News can be made next door or halfway around the world, at noon, at midnight, or in this next minute. To keep you fully informed, CBS News has reporters on 24-hour duty all around the world. By the magic of radio, their reports come to the CBS newsroom to be transmitted to you. Right now, every Saturday and Sunday, CBS News reports to you almost every hour during the day and evening. By keeping your dial set at CBS Radio, you know the news from halfway around the world as soon as you get the news from next door.
Now the house lights flicker, and the silver curtain rises cautiously on Act One of Murder Unlimited, starring Carol Lombard as Dorothy Scott, with Reed Hadley as Ken Phillips, Jerry Hausner as Piggy, Joseph Kearns as Jerry, and Ed Max as Broderick. Last week, love, as it does to all men, came to Ken Phillips, managing editor of the Evening Times. So he proposed to one of his employees, Dorothy Scott, a shy, sweet, modest little girl, who, as our story opens, is rushing to her lover on wings of song. Well, anyway, she's rushing.
Oh, Miss Scott, I'm afraid Mr. Phillips can't...
That's so! I see you hiding under that desk. Now, you listen to me, Ken. We're going to settle this thing once and for all.
Now, Dorothy, I told you last night. That showgirl at the Conga Club had absolutely no right to call me Pappy.
I didn't come here to talk about showgirls. I came here to...
Excuse me, dear. Yes, dear? Miss Perkins?
Mr. Phillips, there's a man out here to see you.
Let me at that thing. Listen, dear. Mr. Phillips is busy.
Oh.
And never mind, oh. You know what I mean. We're talking. Ken, we might as well face it. I'm perfectly willing to marry you. I don't care what anybody says about you. I love you, but...
Oh.
Do you know how long I've worked and labored and struggled on this paper without being given a big assignment?
Yes, 3 weeks.
Right. I want action, not a pension. You solemnly promised to let me be a reporter and send me out on a big story.
And so I will, dear. I've just been looking through some of your work. Your style of writing has improved tremendously.
Well, Ken, do you really think so?
I certainly do. Now, take your Lewis story, for example. Ah, here it is. Died, Lewis, Chauncey, 93. Surfaces, 2 p.m., Forest Grove Cemetery. Believe me, Dorothy, you have a natural flair for obituaries.
Obituaries. I know what you're doing. You're trying to break my spirit.
Honey, Superman couldn't even bend your spirit.
I'll give you one last chance. Are you going to let me be a reporter? Never mind. I'll get it. Now what, dear?
This man out here insists on seeing Mr. Phillips.
Well, tell him he's dead.
Hey.
Now what?
He wants to see the body.
Only relatives are allowed.
What do you mean, telling somebody I'm dead?
Well, what do you expect? I've been writing obituaries so long, I'm getting corpse conscious. I want to be assigned to something big like the Murder Unlimited story.
Oh, you do? Just like that?
Yes, just like that.
Well, that's fine.
I thought you'd like it.
My staff spends 6 months trying to uncover a mysterious organization that deals in wholesale murder, which for the time being we'll call Murder Unlimited. And you think you can solve it just like that?
Yes, just like that.
We don't know whether we're coming or going.
I've got it all figured out.
We're completely in the dark.
I've got it all figured out.
I think we finally found a stool pigeon who will talk.
I've got it all figured out.
But right now, all we know is that they're desperate killers. They've made 4 attempts to shoot me already. And last night, they got Detective Murphy, my bodyguard.
Oh, no, not Murphy. Oh, he was such a nice guy. Oh, Ken, I can't
believe it. Now, do you want to go on the story?
I'll get them for this if it's the last thing I do. Listen. I've got it all figured out.
Sure. You'll catch them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
The police couldn't. My best reporters couldn't. I couldn't, but you can.
Can I?
Sure. Sure, you could handle a story like this with ease.
Oh, Ken, thanks. I knew you'd see it my way.
See what? I only said...
I'll get to work on the case immediately.
But I was only kidding. I... Dorothy, come back here.
Who did that?
Me.
Well, don't do it again. Say, what's the matter? Is there something wrong with your valves?
Look, sister, I'm Piggy.
You certainly are. Go away.
Now, look, tell a big shot in there to let me in and stop giving me the brush off, will you? I'm the guy that can give him the lowdown on Murder Unlimited.
Did you say...
Yeah, Murder Unlimited.
Shh.
Hey, what's the idea? Get your hand out of my mouth.
Shh. Don't say a word. We're being watched. Come on down the hall. I want to see you alone.
Yeah, but why do you...
Here, quick. We can talk in this broom closet.
Hey, I don't want to go in no broom closet with you.
What's the matter? Are you bashful? Get in there before somebody sees you. Sit down on that bucket.
I don't like this. It ain't respectable.
Go ahead. Sit down.
Okay, but quit pushing.
Turn on the light and I'll close the door. Now we can talk. Are you comfy?
What do you mean, comfy? I've been trying to tell you this bucket I'm sitting on is full of water.
That's fine. Now tell me everything you know about Murder Unlimited. Come on.
Well, you see these handcuffs? Go ahead, look at them. And this here wallet.
Detective Sergeant Murphy.
Yeah, the cop that was murdered last night.
Why, you...
Let go. I didn't do it. I didn't kill him.
Oh.
But for $500, I can take you to the hideout of the gang that did.
500? Well, yeah. No wonder they call you Piggy. Wait till I see how much I have in my purse. 20, 30, 40.
Ow!
No peeking. 45.
That's all you got?
45?
No, wait, here's another one. 46 cents.
Cents?
And some peanut brittle.
Jeepers, big business.
You know, but I could get $50 out of my Christmas Club account and pay you the rest after I get the story.
Now, how do I know I can trust you?
Well, that's silly. Just look at me.
I am. That's what worries me. You sort of remind me of Sadie Smith.
Who's Sadie?
A friend of mine who lives up in a big house. You're a dead ringer for her. Except Sadie was a classier dresser. You're kind of subdued.
You mean if I wore a bright red dress and carried a violin case, I could pass for a lady gangster?
Well, Sadie wasn't no gun, Marl. She was the arsenic queen. Me and Lucy Borgie, that's what she used to say. Me and Lucy Borgie, we got a racket.
Me and Lucy Borgie?
Yeah.
Piggy, will you take me there for $50 cash and the rest when I get the story?
Well, if you ain't got the rest handy, I guess I'll have to. Now, here's the setup. I'll take you to the killer's hideout as soon as I get the tickets.
Good Lord, they don't sell tickets.
Train tickets.
Oh.
It's about 50 miles out of town. I'll get a compartment so we won't be seen traveling together. I'll meet you at my place in, about an hour.
All right, now dress up classy like Sadie Smith. Where is your place?
Down the street a couple of blocks, upstairs from the fish market. Hey, wait a minute. Don't you want the address?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll find it. Today's Friday. Upstairs over the fish market. All right, boys, break it up. And then keep this stairway clear. If I come down in a hurry, I won't be yelling scat. Boy, what an echo. It's me, Piggy. Piggy, are you busy? Would you rather I came back later? Well, I was unlucky all the time. Hello. That's funny. I'd have sworn you had company. Piggy, what are you doing on the floor?
Oh, I've been shot.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, listen, I gotta tell you something before I die.
Die? Oh, no, you can't do that. Wait here, I'll phone the police.
No, there isn't time. Find a man with a scar.
You just leave everything to me, I'll... Who?
The big fella shot me. The head of Murder Unlimited. He has a scar on his arm. A scar all the way from his elbow to his wrist.
Well, is this his gun?
Yeah.
Well, can't you think of something else to identify him?
Scar.
I know, but I can't very well go around town asking all the men to take their coats off. I mean, after all. Piggy, wake up. Oh, he's dead. Hello, operator. The wire's been cut. Hoochie. Ken, I've got to tell Ken.
Excuse me.
Oh, you frightened me. I didn't know you were here.
And you see, I've been watching this house for several days.
Oh.
Get back in there.
Oh, yeah, you're a detective. I mean, you're a detective.
Yeah. I heard some shots up here, and I...
Oh, I'm so glad you're a detective. Something terrible has happened. A man... Oh, dear, you don't think I...
Don't I? I suppose it's only a coincidence that you're holding a gun until there's a body lying over there on the floor.
Body?
Yeah, a body over there.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, embarrassing, isn't it?
Come on, what's this murdered man doing here?
I don't know. I guess it's just one of those things. Well, I'll have to be getting along, Mr. Ernest. I don't believe we've met. My name is Scott, Dorothy Scott.
Pleased to meet you. My name's Williams, Jerry. I don't care who you are. Now, why'd you do it?
But I tell you, I didn't do it. I was down here getting a story. I'm a reporter on the Evening Times. These clothes I'm wearing are just a disguise. You want to see my credentials?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
And stop pointing that gun at me.
Oh, it's empty, see? Well, it's empty now.
Come on. Give me that thing. Now, what can you tell me about this man?
He's dead.
You don't say.
Look, if I tell you everything I know about this case, will you let me have the story first when you make the arrest?
Well,
I've got it all figured out. Everything boils down to one question.
What?
Who killed him?
Now we're getting somewhere.
The first clue is these handcuffs on the table. They belong to Detective Murphy, who was murdered last night.
Hey, these were his bracelets. Oh, I'll take them for evidence.
Now, Murphy was killed by Murder Unlimited. Piggy squealed, so they slaughtered him. He was going to take me to their hideout. It's out of town, so he brought train tickets.
Yeah. Here's some tickets in his pockets.
All we have to do now is follow up that clue and catch the gang. Let me see what station the tickets are for.
Never mind. I'm following up this clue myself.
But you've got to take me with you.
Now, look, I've got trouble enough on my hands. You stay here until the coroner comes. I'm going to follow up this ticket clue.
Well, of all the nerve, you want to make the capture yourself. You want all the glory. You can't muscle in on my murder.
Wait a minute, wait for me!
Come in.
Hello.
Oh, Smoke, how did you get on this train?
Oh, now, Jerry, don't be angry. I just wanted to tell you about some new evidence.
What evidence?
Do you have Murphy's handcuffs?
Yeah, here they are. Now, why?
I just remembered there's something funny about them. Give them to me. Look, look, when I snap one on your wrist like this, and I snap one on my wrist like this,
well,
then we can't get them off, can we?
Hey, what are you driving at?
This story is very important, and I'm going to see that I'm with you when you make the arrest.
Why? Come on, get these things off. Come on, get them off. Where's the key?
Key?
Come on, where is it?
Well, there isn't any.
Crazy little fool.
Oh, don't be mad, Jerry. I can help you. Really, I can. I'm the only one who can identify the leader of Murder Unlimited.
You've seen him?
No. No, but I can identify him.
How?
Well, he has a scar on his arm, a long scar that runs from his elbow to his wrist.
I see. You mean, like this?
Yes, that's it. Exactly like the one you have there on your arm. See, it runs from the... It runs from the...
Now, the Silver Curtain's just fallen on Act One of our play, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to devote the minute of intermission which follows to a recognition of a very happy truth. All right, Henry Charles. Again, the house lights dim, and the Silver Curtain rises on the second act of Murder Unlimited, starring Carol Lombard as Dorothy, with Joseph Kearns as Jerry, Ed Max as Broderick, and Reed Hadley as Ken. Dorothy, while trying to capture a gang which deals in wholesale murder, has unwittingly handcuffed herself to Jerry, the leader of the mob. As the scene opens, we find her at the gang's hideout, where Jerry is sawing off the handcuffs.
Ow!
Hold still while I get these bracelets off.
Well, that hurts!
It was your idea, sister.
Stop calling me sister, brother.
No, you're a smart girl. You're too smart. That's why we're going to have to take care of you. You know too much.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me. I have a dreadful memory. It's simply awful, Tom. Oh, did you hear what I called you, Tom? See, Jerry, I've even forgotten your name.
Sure. And I suppose you don't remember a thing about that stool pigeon Piggy I had to rub out.
Piggy, a pigeon? Why,
Now, if these things are off, we can get down to business. If you have any last words, say them and make it snappy.
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you. I do want to say a few last words. I want to say that I'm sorry for a lot of things I've done in my life, like the time I pushed Uncle Mulligan in the reservoir. Poor Uncle Mulligan, that was a terrible thing to do. Of course, in a way, it was justified because I caught him swiping slugs for my dying black. But just the same, it was an awful thing to do, pushing him in the reservoir.
Wait a minute. You said a few last words. Uh-huh. You're going to take a little drive with one of my boys. Broderick! Keep on that guy. Broderick!
Here I am, Jerry.
Ah. We have a friend here who's suffering from a painful curiosity. I think we ought to put her out of her misery. Think you can do a nice, clean job?
Well, I ain't missed yet, have I?
What do you mean? Missed that newspaper guy Phillips four nights in a row.
Now, Jerry, that ain't my fault. He works late at night. I gotta pass the time somehow, so it's usual that I have a few beers while I'm waiting. And then when him and his twin brother come out...
Him and his twin brother. Now, you get rid of this dame and then take care of Phillips, understand? Because if you don't take care of him tonight, I'm gonna take care of you.
Okay. Come on, babe. You want to ride in the front seat with me?
I'm not going to ride in!
Hey, she's getting away! Grab her!
I got it.
All right. Take her to the car. Now, go on, get going.
No!
Here's the place. Dark, ain't it?
Why is the ground all torn up?
Oh, that's just a new grave. Cemetery's the safest place for this sort of thing. Now, stand over there.
Oh, yeah. Don't shoot me, please. Please don't. I'll do anything. I'll pay you. I can get money. I'll go away somewhere. Nobody will know the difference. You can tell them I'm dead.
You ready?
Oh, all right. I'm ready. Oh!
How do you feel?
I can't feel anything.
I know it. I know it. Missed again. I don't know what's the matter with me. I just can't hit nothing.
Oh. All right, Broderick, dear, so you missed. Let's call it off, after all. Murder must be pretty monotonous for you. When you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah, but I get paid piecework. And besides, Jerry's the boss.
Why? Why is he the boss?
Because he's smarter than I am, he says.
And just because he says he's the boss and you let him order you around, I'm ashamed of you, Broderick. I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah?
Anybody can see you're the brains of that outfit. Why, that guy's getting away with murder.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure is. And after I kill you, I'm going to tell him a thing or two. Say, why does he want to kill you anyway?
I know too much. I'm too smart for him.
Are you in the rackets, too?
Am I in the rackets? Ever hear of Sadie Smith?
You ain't Sadie, the arsenic queen.
Ain't I? Me and Lucy Borgia, we got a racket.
That's what Sadie used to say, all right. Gee, I didn't know you was out of jail. You know, I've been an admirer of your work for a long time. I used to read about you in the papers, and, well, you was sort of inspiration to me.
Broderick, together we can make such wonderful music. You with your Tommy gun and me with my bottles.
Yeah.
All we have to do is get Jerry out of the way and take over the mob.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? You and me just taking it easy and bossing everybody around? Sadie, do you think you could ever learn to like a guy like me?
Broderick, I have great plans for you.
Yeah?
Come on, let's go somewhere and celebrate.
Oh, no. I gotta kill that Phillips guy or somebody, or my life won't be worth a nickel.
You mean to say you're gonna let a little thing like that spoil our evening? Listen, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Hmm?
I'll call Ken Phillips and have him meet us at the Kino Club.
Oh, and do the job there?
Why not? I've been thinking about murdering him for a long time. Come on, let's find a telephone. Hello, Evening Times. Let me speak with Mr. Phillips.
Oh, boy, ain't this swell. A murder and dancing the same night.
Hello, Ken. What do you mean, yes, dear? I haven't told you who I am yet. Well, it's me. And don't ask questions. Hurry right over to the Conga Club. There's somebody I want you to meet. Yes, a friend of mine. He's very clever.
Oh.
I tell you, he's wonderful. He'll kill you. Understand? He'll simply kill you. And when you come, bring along some C-O-P-S. Yes, C-O-P-S. Goodbye.
What did you tell her?
Well, I just asked him to bring along some gendarmes.
Oh, he don't have to bring nothing. The drinks is on us.
We can leave the car here. Come on.
Oh, wait till I load this gun.
Oh, no, you can't shoot him.
I can dream, can't I?
I mean, now that we're taking over the mob, we have responsibilities. We have to be more and more dignified. You trust me, don't you?
Well, it ain't that. It's just that, well, Sadie, I love you.
You? Oh, but Broderick, you don't know anything about me. We haven't even met until you took a shot at me.
Yeah, I know. I know I'm being impetuous, but I want to marry you for a while.
No, Broderick. Oh, no, Broderick, we must put our personal feelings behind us. There's work to be done. Now you leave your gun here in the car. I'll give him an overdose of these sleeping tablets, and that'll be all over. No fuss, no worry.
No, sir. I love you, and I want to marry you. And I
always said when I
got married, I didn't want the little woman working.
But, Broderick, you can't ask me to give up my career.
Well, oh, all right, but I got a bottle of rat poison here in the car. I'll bring it along just in case.
Well, he should have been here a half hour ago. I don't know what can be keeping him.
Some people just got no consideration, that's all. Sadie,
I still think you ought to let me...
Oh, here he comes now.
Dorothy, will you please explain the meaning of this? Why did you call me up and insist...
Oh, Ken, I want you to meet Roderick. He's the one I was telling you about.
Sit down, buddy. Have a drink.
Give it to him, Sadie.
Roderick's been waiting to get together with you for several days. He's always missed you. Get it? He's missed you 4 times.
Have a drink, buddy. We got one all ready for you.
Give it to him, Sadie.
Sadie? Who's Sadie? What is this? Why did you say over the telephone...
Come on, go on. Have a drink, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. I need one. Ah, that's better. Now, Dorothy, for the last time, what is the meaning of...
Ken! Ken, what's the matter, darling? Ken, dear, what happened? Tell me what happened.
Well, that's over. Let's dance.
But I didn't put anything in his drink.
I know. When you was taking so long, I went ahead and poured some rat poison in his glass.
You what? Oh, Ken, it's all my fault. I was trying to save your life, and I've killed you. I'll get you to the hospital. Help! Help!
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Oh, don't stand there, you fool! Help! Help!
Help! Help! Help! Help!
Hey, what is it? What is it?
A stomach pump! Get a stomach pump!
You heard her? Get a stomach pump!
I'm Mr. Phillips' new bodyguard, ma'am. What happened?
You tell him, Broderick. Hurry up. Tell him.
We poisoned the guy.
Yes, he's been trying to shoot him all week, but...
But, gee, I got him with rat poison.
We have to get him to a hospital and arrest that man. Arrest him quick.
Quick? You heard what she said. Arrest me. Arrest me. Arrest...
No, Sadie. What are we doing?
Lock him up. He's a killer for Murder Unlimited.
Okay, take him away, boys.
Ken.
Give me a drink.
Oh, of course, darling. Here you are. Drink it down. Ken. Ken. Jeepers, I've done it again. Ken, darling, you're going to be all right. The nurse said it's just like a bad stomachache.
Oh, to think I'd come to this, drinking rat poison.
Well, darling, it's no worse than a lot of other stuff you drink. Ken, can you sit up? I want you to see the paper.
Paper?
Yes, we scooped the town. Broderick confessed last night, and they caught the whole gang. Look, here's a picture of them on the front page with me pointing my finger at them. Oh, I love reporting crimes. From now on, I'm going to specialize in murder.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm from headquarters. Is this your picture here on the front page of the paper?
Yes, that's me.
I thought I recognized you.
What is it, another murder?
Yeah, a murder. I've been looking for you ever since you escaped last week.
Escape?
Come on, Sadie.
You mean you...
You're under arrest.
Oh, but I'm not, Sadie. Ken, tell him who I am. You tell him.
You tell him.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing. I've just been poisoned.
Poisoned? At it again, Sadie. Now, come along quietly, or I'll...
Ken, do something. He thinks I'm Sadie. They'll put me in jail. They may even hang me. Well, don't just lie there grinning.
No, don't worry, darling. I'll drop by one of these days and get you out.
Why, you...
After I'm sure you're fed up with murder.
Come on, Sadie, get going.
And I'll bring the minister when I come. Bye-bye, dear.
All right. Don't tell him who I am. Let him think I'm Sadie. Let him think I'm the poison queen. But I'm warning you, Ken Phillips, when we get married and when we have our champagne supper... I wouldn't drink anything if I were you, brother.
Well, Carol Lombard will be back in just a moment for a curtain call, ladies and gentlemen. Silver Theater's good news for next week is the personal appearance of another favorite of yours. Jeffrey Lynn, who'll be starring in a stirring and dramatic romance of modern times, The Magic Darkness. Be sure to be with us for Jeffrey Lynn. And here once again is today's star, Carol Lombard. Carol, you certainly pack lots of fun and excitement into half an hour.
Oh, it's always fun on Silver Theater, Conrad. I feel almost as much at home here as I do in my own house.
You know, the last time you were here, you were just redecorating your house. It all completed?
Oh, no. Remember the old saying, Conrad, a woman's work is never done. Hmm. But seriously, I think the house looks grand. Come over and see it. See our 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate, too. It's really perfect.
I'll be there, Carol. You must come back and visit us here in Silver Theater soon, will you?
Thank you, I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Carol. Thanks again. Well, good friends, this is Conrad Nagel bidding you all good evening, and thank you. See you next Sunday with Jeffrey Lynn.
In the meantime, remember, when you buy silver plate, look for the year mark 1847 that proves it's America's finest silver plate. 1847 Rogers Brothers Silver Plate. Music on today's program was arranged and conducted by Felix Mills. Henry Charles speaking for 1847 Rogers Brothers. All names and designations of persons and organizations used in the dramatic portions of this broadcast are fictional. Carol Lombard is currently co-starring with Robert Montgomery in the RKO production, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Silver Theater originates at Columbia Square in Hollywood. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
There's more from Fort Laramie, the Silver Theater, the Relic Radio Show, and Relic Radio in general at relicradio.com. All the podcasts are there, past episodes of this and all the others. And our Shoutcast stream with even more old-time radio, lots to listen to there. If you'd like to help support it all, give that donate button a click. Your support makes all of this possible. Thanks to those who have helped out. Thanks for joining me this week. I'll be back tomorrow with Case Closed and next Tuesday with our next episode of the Relic Radio Show.